"It says in your journal," Spellicon continued, "that Fra Orlo's hand came down on your wrist just after that and stopped you from writing. Why?"
"Being older and wiser," I said.
Orlo saw where the conversation was headed.
Quinn was about to go off chattering about secular stuff and about what had happened between Fleck and the Eda, which obviously is not the kind of information we ought to be exposed to.
"But if your ears were going to be exposed to it anyway, why did Orlo stop your hand? Why did he not plug your ears?"
"I don't know. Maybe it wasn't the most logical thing for him to do. People don't always think clearly at such moments."
"Except when they do," Spellicon said. "Well, at any rate, that is all I have for you concerning the Orlo Quinn interview. There is only one other question."
"Yes?"
"Where were you on the ninth night of Appert?"
I thought for a minute and frowned. That's one of those simple-sounding questions that is hard for a normal person to answer.
Spellicon was almost too quick to agree with me. "If by normal person you mean non-hierarch, then let me assure you I have no specific memories of what I did that evening."
"Well, I was scheduled to give a tour the next morning, so I didn't stay up late. I had supper. Then I'm pretty sure I went to bed. I was doing a lot of thinking."
"Really?" Spellicon said. "About what?"
I must have gotten a very strange look on my face. He chuckled and said,
"I'm just curious. I don't think it matters."
He drew up another leaf.
"According to the Chronicle, on that night you were assigned to share a cell with Fra Branch and Fra Esteban. If I were to ask them, they'd both say you were in the cell with them that night."
"I can't imagine why they'd say anything else."
"Very well," Spellicon said. "That will be all. Thank you for your time, Fra Erasmus."
Spellicon opened the cell door for me. I stepped through it to discover Fra Branch and Fra Esteban waiting in the gallery.